You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Falling in love is the best feeling in the world. You see stars, you feel giddy, but sometimes that makes you do crazy things, and sometimes that means murder. Just because a story starts out with once upon a time doesn't mean it ends happily ever after. Welcome to Crazy in Love, a production of KT Studios and iHeartRadio. Today's guests are true crime producers Stephanie Leidecker and Jeff Shane. Episode 42, The Case of the Gym Rat, The Pandemic, and The Text Messages. In the upscale and scenic seaside community of Jupiter, Florida, live Gretchen Crane. As an HR administrator, Gretchen got paid to help employees fix their issues. She was a thoughtful and empathetic person, and this was her dream job. At work, Gretchen was loved by colleagues and considered them her second family. The blue-eyed, blonde-haired 51-year-old was described as a beautiful person who cared deeply about people. But perhaps the person Gretchen loved more than anyone was her 12-year-old daughter, Ava. Gretchen was a devoted mother and would proudly say that Ava was her greatest accomplishment. After a divorce from Ava's father, Gretchen was looking to reset her life. Hoping to get herself in shape for her second chapter, Gretchen joined Orange Theory. Orange Theory is a popular gym chain that involves high-intensity workouts. It was there that she met David Anthony. While chatting with the hunky 6'7" trainer, Gretchen found that her runs on the treadmill weren't the only thing getting her heart racing. There was an undeniable spark between the pair. They complemented each other. David was calm and reserved, and Gretchen was outspoken and self-assured. They were both also active. David was a zealous outdoorsman who relished cycling, deep-sea fishing, and kayaking. Gretchen adored going to the beach, paddleboarding, and doing yoga. By December 14th, the pair were engaged. They got married at the Elvis Chapel in Las Vegas in 2015. Aside from his strapping good looks, David was also an exceptional step-parent to Gretchen's daughter. The little girl called him her bonus parent. Here's Stephanie.
This was a couple who had a lot going for them. They were both very into the gym, so they did this together both as a hobby, and in David's case, he was also a personal trainer. Gretchen was in incredible shape, and David was a popular trainer who got a lot of female attention, apparently. He really commanded the attention of most rooms that he walked into. And when his energy was high, it felt contagious. If anyone who's ever been to a personal trainer, you know, these are people who take their bodies extremely seriously, and they're usually big personalities and magnanimous because they really need to inspire people. I'm looking at a photograph of them right now that we'll post on our website, and she has long blonde hair and is in his arms, and she just looks incredibly at ease. And he is very, very tall. And again, first impressions seem like they're a happy couple.
Despite all the good they had in their relationship, by 2019, Gretchen and David had hit sort of a rough patch and decided to split. According to their friends, they had lost themselves in the relationship, and they each wanted to focus on finding their own self-identity. And this was not the first time the pair had parted. They once had a six-month separation, but eventually found their way back. In December of 2019, Gretchen texted a friend about this split and said that she thought David needs to learn how to love himself before he can love anyone else. And despite the fact that they had broken up and gotten back together before, it seemed like this split might actually have stuck, because on February 28th, 2020, Gretchen filed for divorce.
Just a few weeks after filing, the impending divorce would be the last thing on anyone's mind. The world was now dealing with COVID-19. Businesses and schools shut down, and people were forced to quarantine in their homes. Thousands of Americans were getting sick and dying every day. It seemed no one was immune. Not even healthy and active 51-year-old Gretchen, who came down with coronavirus. On Monday, March 23rd, 2020, at 5:29 a.m., Gretchen sent a text to her daughter, Ava. Good morning. Awoke to shortness of breath. Checked into ER. Awaiting test kits, hopefully by 10 a.m. Wish me luck. I'll keep you posted. Here's Jeff.
For the next few days, it seemed like Gretchen's state was getting worse, and she continued to text family and friends with her health updates. She texted her daughter, good morning, tested positive for coronavirus early this morning. That means I have to stay here for at least 2 weeks. It also means our house is quarantined for 2 weeks. Another text read, I am on a ventilator due to coronavirus. And yet another text read, after checking into the ER today, I passed out due to high fever, 102 degrees, and low oxygen levels. Because it was an acute case, they transferred me to an off-site medical facility being run directly by the CDC and Coronavirus Task Force. According to Gretchen's text, this facility was more than an hour away in Belgrade, Florida.
And this seemed really serious. We remember what the early days of coronavirus were like, and it could be considered life and death. So it was no surprise when Gretchen's loved ones were really alarmed and worried. Not only did it seem like her health was deteriorating, but aside from just a few short texts, nobody could get a hold of her. And when they pressed her for why she wasn't answering her phone or couldn't actually speak to anybody, Gretchen wrote, and this is a direct quote, the coronavirus is causing my right lung to work extra hard to help me breathe. No visitors, no phone calls, and I'm limited to a little bit of cell phone use because the doctors think the radiation from my phone is causing my immune system to not fight the virus like it should. I'm staying strong, as it could be worse. Promise you'll all stay strong for me, okay? End quote.
On March 24th, 2020, fed up with not being able to talk to her, Gretchen's ex-husband and the father of her daughter, a man named Jeff, went to the Jupiter Medical Center to see if he could track Gretchen down. In the parking lot, he spotted her dark blue Mini Cooper. On the passenger side floor was her purse. When he went inside to ask the ER physician to speak with Gretchen, the employee told him that she was in fact once a patient, but hadn't been to the facility since 2008. So despite texting people that she was at the hospital, she hadn't actually been there in years. Jeff, the ex-husband, thought perhaps she was at the CDC facility instead.
As it turns out, despite texting people and really clearly stating that she was at the CDC facility in Belgrade, there was no such facility in that area. Now people are really starting to worry.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Work.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Was Gretchen so sick she was losing her mind? Was she trying to keep her actual location secret? Or was someone holding her hostage and forcing her to send those texts? With many more questions than answered, it seemed only one thing was clear. Gretchen Anthony was missing.
Now officially terrified, Gretchen's family called 911. On March 25th, 2020, the police went to her house for a welfare check. There, they spoke to a few neighbors, one of whom had a story worth telling. A few days ago, on the morning of March 21st, 2020, this neighbor had heard a woman screaming. It sounded like she was being attacked. The screaming lasted about 15 minutes, and despite the serious nature of the noises, this neighbor never called 911.
Eventually, that neighbor gave a statement to police, but their statement wasn't the only thing that they were concerned about, because police also noticed a trail of some sort of soapy substance coming from Gretchen's garage. And remember, her garage is closed at the time. And at the side of the door, they also found that a lock had a key broken off into it, meaning somebody had tried to break the lock and probably the key snapped inside of it. And as police found their way into the garage, they found bleach footprints accompanied by an overwhelming smell of cleaning products. And it looked like something really messy had obviously happened there and that someone had attempted to really clean it up.
After looking around the garage, the police went into the house. They were hopeful that Gretchen might be inside. But what detectives found was signs of a violent struggle, a broken picture frame, shards of glass on Gretchen's bed, and a stained towel. The towel had BLS on it. And what BLS means is a blood-like substance. The police also noted that security cameras around the home had seemingly been ripped off of the walls. They contacted the company to see if they could retrieve the video from the cloud. It was clear that something bad had happened to Gretchen in the home, but there were still no signs of the mother.
Police got another huge break when a different neighbor told them they had seen this sketchy-looking black truck the same morning that the other neighbor had heard blood-curdling screams. In fact, they were so creeped out by this truck, they even took a picture of the vehicle. In the picture, which is a black Nissan pickup truck, police could actually make out the license plate.
Well, who did it belong to, Steph?
Gretchen's estranged husband, David Anthony. And this photo meant that David had been very close to Gretchen's house the last day she was seen alive. But at this point, where is David? Because nobody knows where he is.
So police started to figure out David's movements. And what they found was that after Gretchen filed for divorce in February 2020, David moved in with his mom. So police went to her home to find David. When they arrived, David's mother told the police that she had last seen him on March 24th. Now remember, that was 3 days after Gretchen has last been seen alive. David's mom told the detectives that she didn't know where her son was. He had packed up his truck and left. David's mom notably asked detectives if the visit was about Gretchen, as she had gotten texts from her saying that she had seemed pretty sick. So all this didn't look good for David. He was last seen outside of Gretchen's home the last time she was seen alive, and then he seemingly disappears.
Can you imagine? And to add further suspicion, police were able to retrieve the security footage from the Jupiter Medical Facility, where Gretchen's car had been found earlier. They could see her Mini Cooper pulling into the lot, but she never got out of the car. Instead, a very tall man exited the vehicle and walked out of frame. And remember, David is 6'7".
With David looking like a likely suspect, police got a notification that Gretchen's phone was pinging about 600 miles away in Pensacola, Florida. Her and David's phones were both moving across the state and into Louisiana. Detectives wondered if the pair could be on the run together.
As the detectives worked to track down David and Gretchen, police began looking into David's past. They found that he grew up with a single mother in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. Painfully shy, he usually didn't speak unless spoken to. David was overweight as a young man and had low self-esteem, which made him a constant target for bullies at school. Because he was so much bigger than other kids, he hadn't been allowed to join recreational sports leagues. As he got older, he continued to struggle with severe depression and showed signs of bipolar disorder. He refused to take any medication, instead becoming obsessed with fitness. He got in great shape and got a scholarship to play basketball in college. It was there he fell in love with Kobe Bryant. He idolized the athlete and even named his dog after the star. In 1997, he fell into some trouble when he held up a Blockbuster video store with a water gun. Another point, he also assaulted a police officer. He reached a plea deal in both of those cases and spent a short time in jail. As we know, he eventually got it together and became a popular and successful trainer at Orange Theory for over 6 years.
However, that seemed to have ended pretty poorly as well. While at first his clients seemed to love his high energy and his good looks, at some point his behavior changed. David was usually the first person at work and at the gym in the morning, but in January 2020, he started to come in later and later and later, apparently. And according to his coworkers, his behavior shifted noticeably. Those closest to him said they believed it was a combo of his relationship issues with Gretchen and also the death of Kobe Bryant. As we heard, he was a huge fan, but didn't know him personally. And apparently Kobe's death really sent him into a tailspin. And we can all agree that that was a hideous tragedy. But David took it harder than most, almost as if they were best friends, when in fact they had never met.
David continued to go to work and to try to date other people, but it was clear something was off. He became involved in a controversial self-improvement program called Gratitude Training, which has been compared to a cult. There, he spent thousands and thousands of dollars on seminars.
That all seemed to come to a head on February 24th, 2020, when David failed to show up at work at all, leaving everybody at his gym completely locked out. And at that point, his boss confronted him. He erupted into a bit of a rage. As a result, he was fired. And it turned out that wasn't the first time he had been in trouble at work. Our research shows that David had been fired at least twice for aggressive behavior toward women. That's a big deal. And he was able to convince his boss to give him another shot. But this time, the not showing up to work was the final straw.
Yes, Steph. His boss was so shaken by that encounter the morning that he didn't show up to work that she actually texted Gretchen in all caps saying, "Stay away from him." Just 4 days after that text, Gretchen filed for divorce.
And the plot thickens. Just a few weeks later, David was arrested for following teenage girls at a local mall. Think about that.
Listen to the body cam footage from when he was arrested.
Get out now! Get out! Resisting me! Sir, land on your face! I don't like an airplane!
You know, it's really shocking to hear. And David spent just a few days in jail before posting bail and was released just 3 days before Gretchen disappeared. It's clear he is spiraling.
So back in March of 2020, with both Gretchen and David missing, the police were actually able to track down David using his cell phone. Using the cell phone towers, they were able to locate him on various surveillance cameras, one of which was at a local pawn shop where he could be seen selling Gretchen's possessions. When the police went to the store, the manager actually remembered David because of the story he told. Apparently, he said that the jewelry he had been selling was left to him by a loved one who had died from COVID-19. Unfortunately, by the time the cops had gotten there, David was long gone, and they always seemed to be just one step behind him.
It really was becoming a huge game of cat and mouse at this point. You know, David would turn on his cell phone, and then that would send a ping, and then detectives would run to that location, and then he would turn it off and disappear. So again, this kept happening. But finally, on March 28th, 2020, David's phone pinged in New Mexico, nearly 1,900 miles away from Jupiter. And local officers were able to track him down in his truck. And in the passenger seat was his dog, Kobe. Take a listen to what he told the cops who arrested him.
Last I heard, she was in a CDC facility getting treatment for coronavirus.
Even worse than that, without having enough evidence to hold him, David was released.
By March 30th, 2020, Jupiter police finally received the surveillance footage from Gretchen's home. Remember, cameras had looked like they'd been ripped out of the walls. Police contacted the company asking to retrieve the footage. And what they found painted a truly disturbing picture of what happened to the 51-year-old mother. In the video, David could be seen pacing outside the home shortly after 6 a.m., seemingly waiting for Gretchen. 6 minutes later, Gretchen enters the frame. "What are you doing?" she demanded to her estranged husband. The video then showed David forcing her into the garage. Off camera, she could be heard screaming. Gretchen began yelling for her Amazon Alexa device. "Alexa, turn on the garage light," she called. The camera then picked up a loud thud sound and Gretchen's muffled cries. At this point, she shouted three times for Alexa to call 911. By her third plea, her voice was fading before finally it went silent. Tragically, and unbeknownst to Gretchen, you actually have to enable Alexa to call 911 before being able to do so. For anyone who owns one of these devices, you can do that on your Alexa app. As the detectives combed through the footage, they located one shot where Gretchen was covered in blood as David paced around her in the garage. At the end of the video, David realized he could be seen on the surveillance. In the shot, he walks up to the camera and then pulls it down. The freeze frame of this shot is one of the most disturbing things I've ever seen. It's literally David seconds after killing his estranged wife. We've posted it on our Instagram at KT_studios if you want to see it for yourself.
Let's stop here for another break.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Work.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
With the surveillance footage, the police finally had enough to get a warrant for David's arrest. In New Mexico, officials combed the streets looking for the man they believe killed Gretchen. At a little before midnight on March 31st, 2020, they found him outside a convenience store. Listen to audio from the moment David was taken into custody.
There's a warrant for your arrest, and I'm going to explain that when we get back to the... Excuse me?
For what?
Homicide.
For who?
Who do you think?
That's why I asked the question.
We'll talk about it at the headquarters, okay?
It really is one of those photos. If you do a side-by-side with this picture, to your point, he literally just murdered Gretchen. And the original photo that we have of them in happier days, it just goes to show you really can't judge any book by its cover. And beautiful as they may look, this is the face of pure evil.
Back at the station, David told the police that he hadn't harmed Gretchen, but she was actually alive. He said Gretchen had uncovered illegal activities at the company where she worked, and someone was after her. According to him, this caused the couple to split town, and at some point, she freaked out and bolted. David told the police that was the last time he had seen her alive. But the cops were not buying any of this.
When detectives asked David about the COVID texts, this is what he said.
You have her phone. You sent the text messages. You planted her car at Jupiter Medical Center because you're on video doing it.
She had me do it.
You put your hand over her mouth and dragged her into the garage.
It's on video, David.
She's still alive.
During the two-hour interrogation, David told cops Gretchen was alive literally 35 times. 35 times. It was almost as though he was willing her back into existence and convincing himself of his own lies.
The detectives attempted to take a different approach and appeal to his softer side by using Gretchen's daughter, the one he had a great relationship with.
I was the one who taught her how to ride a bicycle.
And use her awareness. Awesome. Yep, and that is awesome.
Then do what's right for her.
I would never hurt her.
Well, you're hurting her indirectly by not letting us know where her mom is.
You have to ask her.
We can't ask her. She's dead.
She's dead.
Her mother is still alive.
No,
that's
she is not
you.
Alive.
You are a monster. Had nothing to do with it.
You are a monster.
You didn't even, like, you're not even doing your homework, man.
You are a monster for
what
you
did. Do your homework, Jared.
You are a monster for what you did. And everybody is going to look at you like that.
At one point, the cops played a recording that Ava, Gretchen's daughter, had made for David, pleading with him to tell the police what he had done. But David had none of it.
After 2 hours, David stopped the interrogation and asked to see a lawyer. At this point, it really didn't matter, as he was charged with second-degree murder at last and was extradited to Florida. However, the prosecution knew they had a big issue. Without an actual body, it's so difficult to get a guilty verdict.
So, Steph, in December of 2020, officials ended up offering David a plea deal. If he pled guilty to second-degree murder, he would serve only 38 years in prison. But in exchange for that, he would help lead authorities to locate Gretchen's remains. It was a deal he accepted.
I hate this deal. This makes me crazy, but I could imagine as Gretchen's loved ones want answers, but the idea that he would one day walk free is so haunting.
Yeah, it's a fine line because you want to give the family closure and help ensure that the right person gets put away for the crime. So prosecution walks, you know, a fine line between getting answers and also putting the right person in jail.
On December 21st, 2020, 9 months to the day after Gretchen went missing, David pointed authorities to a patch of grass behind a Walmart. Buried there was his wife, Gretchen. She had been wrapped in a blanket and buried in a shallow grave. Her cause of death was stab wounds to the neck and torso. At his sentencing, David made a statement about why he murdered Gretchen.
My illusion saw the Coogan pandemic as an end-of-the-world prophecy, an Armageddon that I felt compelled to escape, no matter the cost. Instead of being a man, I chose to be a coward. I tried to steal what wasn't mine, and in the process, I ended a life. Her life had value. Her life had meaning. And I stole that life.
Gretchen's loved ones bought none of it. When it was her sister's time to speak, she didn't hold anything back.
Now I would like to say some words to the defendant, whose name and being are not worthy of the air we all breathe. Your statement will never mean anything to anyone. You are a fraud. Gretchen had a huge heart and saved your life when your car fell on you. Yet you killed Gretchen in that same garage where she saved your life. You are pure evil. You stole a mother away from her child, a daughter away from her mother, a sister away from my brother and me, an aunt away from my children, and a friend away from so many, all who loved her abundantly. You are a monster. You are a coward. Every birthday, holiday, graduation, milestone, marriage, birth, Ava and our family experience will never be the same because of what you did. You robbed us of these experiences with Gretchen. You don't deserve to have a life. You are pathetic and not worthy of happiness. One thing is definite. Gretchen believed in karma. And therefore, we can take some comfort knowing that every day you spend in prison will be as horrific as the murder you committed. You can never be forgiven. You are disgusting.
David Anthony is scheduled to be released from prison in 2058. He will be 81 years old. Shameless plug. If you're enjoying Crazy in Love, leave us a review. And listen to season 3 of our hit series, The Piketon Massacre. Episodes air every Wednesday wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at KT_studios. Crazy in Love is produced by Stephanie Leidecker, Jeff Shane, Chris Graves, and me, Courtney Armstrong. Editing and sound design by Jeff Twa. Crazy in Love is a production of iHeartRadio and KT Studios. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Stay safe, lovers.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.